Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Yahshua the Messiah and Yahweh the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the assemblies of Galatia. Grace be unto you, and peace from Yahweh the Father, and from our Master, Yahshua the Messiah, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of Yahweh and our Father, to whom be praise forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of the Messiah unto another proclamation, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the good news of the Messiah. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other good news to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other good news to you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or Yahweh? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of the Messiah. But I certify you, brethren, that the good news which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah. For you have heard of my manner of life in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the assembly of Yahweh and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles I saw none, save Jacob, the master's brother. Now the things which I write to you, behold, before Yahweh I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and it was unknown by the face unto the assemblies of Judea which were in the Messiah. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they praised Yahweh in me. End of chapter. Galatians chapter 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation, and communicated to them that good news which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run, or had run, in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in the Messiah Yeshua, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the good news might continue with you. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no matter to me, Yahweh accepts no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the evangel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, as the evangel of the circumcision was to Peter, for he, working in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles, and when Jacob, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go into the heathen, and they to the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was eager to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I opposed him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before some came from Jacob, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissembling. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the good news, I said unto Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as the Jews do? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yeshua the Messiah, even we have believed in Yeshua the Messiah, that we might be justified by the faith of the Messiah and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by the Messiah, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore the Messiah the minister of sin? May that never be so. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yahweh. I am executed with the Messiah. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Messiah lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of Yahweh. For if righteousness come by the law, then the Messiah is dead in vain. End of chapter. Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yeshua the Messiah has evidently been set forth, executed among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He, therefore, that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that Yahweh would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the good news unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are out of or apart from the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of Yahweh, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. The Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Yeshua the Messiah, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is the Messiah. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of Yahweh in the Messiah, the law, which was 430 years later, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but Yahweh gave it to Abraham by promise. Why the law then? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahweh is one. Is the law then against the promises of Yahweh? May it never be so, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Yeshua the Messiah might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to the Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of Yahweh, by faith in the Messiah Yeshua, For as many of you as have been baptized into the Messiah have put on the Messiah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in the Messiah Yeshua. And if you be the Messiah's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. End of chapter. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be master of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of Yahweh through the Messiah. But then, when you knew not Yahweh, you did service to them which by nature are not mighty ones. But now, after that you have known Yahweh, or rather are known of Yahweh, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. I fear for you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the good news to you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of Yahweh, even as the Messiah Yeshua. Where is then the blessedness you spoke of? For I bear you record that, if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They are zealous for you, but not well. Yes, they would exclude you, that you might be zealous to them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until the Messiah be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, bringing forth the bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, you barren that bear not. Break forth and cry, you that travail not. For the desolate has many more children than she which has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what say the Scriptures? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. End of chapter. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith the Messiah has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you be circumcised, the Messiah shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. The Messiah is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Yahshua the Messiah, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion comes not of him that calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you through Yahweh that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the torture stake ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then: walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are the Messiahs have impaled the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain boasting, provoking one another, envying one another. End of chapter. Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of the Messiah. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I've written to you with my own hand? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the torture stake of the Messiah. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But may it not be so that I should boast, save in the stake of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, by whom the world has been put to death on the stake unto me, and I unto the world. For in the Messiah Yahshua neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of Elohim. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of Yahshua. Brethren, the grace of our Master Yahshua the Messiah be with your spirit. Amen. End of chapter.